This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge sanctioned by the U.S. government. Weapons of Class 4 and lower have been authorized for use during the purge. All other weapons are restricted. Government officials of ranking 10 have been granted immunity from the purge and shall not be harmed. Commencing at the siren, any and all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 continuous hours. Police, fire, and emergency medical services will be unavailable until tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. when the purge concludes. Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation reborn. May God be with you.
South Dakota, April of 142!
That's not right. That's me going down. Something's wrong.
This is what the purge is all about. Me getting mine. You getting yours and nobody stopping anybody.
Welcome to Thriller with Cara Gonzalez. Broadcasting from Austin, Texas, via Simplecast and supported by listeners like you. Today is July 4th, and we are having our third annual Crypto Purge.
In 5 seconds, you will experience anarchy.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls from around the world. Gather around, it's time for another exciting episode of Thriller Crypto. Today is July 5th, 2020, and we are talking the crypto purge. That's right, it's that time of year again where we have to kill these coins that are scamming everybody. Let's do it. Let's get started. Blessed be the fruit. Listening to this right now and you're like hungover from drinking a lot of beer last night and popping fireworks and scaring your neighbor's dog, but you know, one of the things that we have to do every year is purge some coins. I mean, these are the type of coins that are out there scamming the good people of the world, and if we don't do this, total shit coinery will go on. So we are doing our due diligence and purging these coins. So, blessed be the fruit, and purge on.
This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge. At the siren, all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 hours. All emergency services will be suspended. Your government thanks you for your participation.
We must purge. Token pay.
So a lot of you saw this coming. I mean, it's no secret. Token pay has been scamming people since 2018, right? You remember their ICO. David Capo, he went out there, started shilling all sorts of shit. And sure enough, it was token pay. He said he had a bank in Germany that he was gonna, you know, get crypto adoption to happen. He even scammed Charlie Lee. And Charlie Lee scams other people when he dumped on him. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding on the last part, Charlie. No, but seriously, he scammed Charlie Lee. Everybody bit into this guy. But you know, there was one person who saw all this coming. There was one person in the entire crypto space that saw this coming a mile away. That's right. It's none other than Tony Pace.
Infinitely scammier than your original statement. It has always been the case. The moment you start turning over rocks, it doesn't even take long. Like within 10 to 15 minutes, you go, oh my God, like how dumb are people to put, you know, token pay as their logos other than they're getting shill, other than they're shilling and they're actually being paid by token pay. So this really got on my radar because of Charlie Lee and Litecoin, because Charlie Lee and the Litecoin Foundation went into business and they're considered partners of Token Pay. I've seen that referenced several times. So Token Pay certainly considers the Litecoin Foundation partners because anytime you can get anyone slightly more credible than you to be associated with you, that's very, very good for your brand. This is why I get daily emails about associating with companies that I have to tell people that is never going to happen. I looked into the history of the CEO, Derek Capo, and you've done a lot more research on this, Joe. And I'll add these links into the video description. I know they're not there yet. Were you going to say something?
Oh, yeah. I've done a lot of research on this guy. Oh, yeah. We got some smoking guns here that we'll be dropping. I'm actually enjoying this background because my background started with him much more recently.
Yeah, so this is before I knew you, Joe, and I started looking into his background. He doesn't have that much of a useful history, but so basically, at one point he had like four jobs, right? So like the dates, like there's lots of, there's definitely a shady history here that I was pointing to.
We must purge Bitcoin too.
So our next purge is Bitcoin 2. That's right. Not Bitcoin, Bitcoin and the number 2 right beside it. Yes, this was probably one of the biggest scams that came out here in 2019. And not only just did it come out in 2019, it shot through the roof and then clearly crashed back down because it was one of the biggest scams pulled off here in recent history. Take a listen to what happened.
A big Bitcoin fork coming out of nowhere, registering its website in 2019 and offering solutions to all of its Bitcoin problems smells decidedly like a scam. Not to mention the glaring fact that more than 95% of Bitcoin 2's coin supply is yet to be claimed by Bitcoin holders since the fork. Well, yeah, nobody wants to give up their private keys so that they can get their Bitcoin 2. So yeah, 95% is not a big deal. So with the 5,500% surge in 24 hours, Bitcoin 2 has to be the largest pump and dump schemes of cryptoverse has seen in recent times, clearly manipulated by some unscrupulous whale driving up the price, only to dump on FOMO-gripped investors. Again, that was a pretty fast pump, though, at least according to CoinMarketCap. I like somebody says, why does CoinMarketCap use data from just two scam exchanges to effectively value a coin like Bitcoin 2 at $500 million? Okay, $500 million, yet its volume is not even close. It just doesn't even make any sense that, you know, it even have that market cap, considering 95% of the people haven't actually got that yet.
We must purge Steam.
So yes, it is time to purge Steam. I know, I'm a big fan of Steam. I really was. But if you haven't followed the Steam versus Hive drama, then you're in for a great series of events here. I mean, it really begins with Justin Sun when he announced he was basically gonna buy out, you know, one of the biggest decentralized communities out there. And then not only did he manage to split the entire community in half, he really fucked everything up. But that's what Justin Sun does. He gets something and then he messes it up. Look at all his past projects, you know, BitTorrent, right? So this is not a surprise. Take a listen.
When this project first started, they had a critical error, a big problem in the way that they were designed. So this thing, this project is called Steam. And the big problem that Steam had is the way that things are decided. This is called consensus. So when Steam was created, the idea that it was going to create a decentralized Reddit, basically a Reddit that couldn't be shut down or stopped. But what's happened? It has now gotten shut down, stopped, censored, and people who were using the digital currency are getting robbed. The whole reason to use a coin is because it is free, meaning you can freely know what to expect. You can freely transact. There is no higher authority. It's just run by math and code, and every participant in the network has the exact same power, right? And the reason is there's just no really good reason to use something unless it's significantly better than a spreadsheet. And the only singular advantage that exists in crypto is censorship resistance. If you don't have censorship resistance, there is no reason, zero reason, to use crypto. It's just censorship resistance. That is literally the only advantage.
So it doesn't feel good killing these cryptocurrencies. Doesn't feel good purging them out of existence. But it does feel good to address their shitcoinery. Steam it, I feel bad for that one. I really do. But what Justin Sun has done is just irreversible, in my opinion. Delegated proof of stake is definitely something that we're gonna have to address one day. But until then, just gotta keep on looking out and get ready for that yearly purge. With that, let's get on to the end of the show.
Turn my headphone down a little bit.
Niggas make memes. I'm on a money routine. I don't want smoke, I want cream. I don't want no more comparisons. This is a marathon, and I'm aware I've been playing a bet from a lack of promotions. I never was one for the bragging and boasting. I guess I was hoping the music would speak for itself, but the people want everything else. Okay, no problem, I show up on every one album. You know what the outcome will be. I'm betting 1,000. It's got to the point that these rappers don't even like rapping with me. Fuck it, come on, nigga. 21 Savage just hit me and told me he sent me a spot on a new record he got. He called it a lot. I open my book and I jot. Pray for Tekashi, they wanting a rap. Inside a cell in a cot, reflecting on how he made it to the top, wondering if it was worth it or not. I pray for Markel cause they fucked up his shot. Just want you to know that you got it, my nigga. Though I never met you, I know that you special, and that the Lord bless you. Don't doubt it, my nigga. Dennis Madrunas, stay solid, my nigga. I'm on a tangent, not how I planned it. I had some fans that hopped in a band and shit when they thought that I wasn't gonna pan. Now I got a plan. They say the success is the greater revenge. Tell all your friends, call on a mission, submitting the spot is the greatest that did it before it all ends, nigga.
How much money you got? A lot. How many problems you got? A lot. How many people done doubted you? A lot. Left you out to rap. A lot. How many credit you flaw? A lot. How many lawyers you got? A lot. How many times you got shot? A lot. How many niggas you shot? A lot. How many times did you ride? A lot. How many niggas done died? A lot. How many times did you cheat? A lot. How many times did you
done gave you. Fuck around with these thighs. Take a dive. Put away my pride. With my pride. Shoot my shot. DMs, yeah, I slide. Yeah, I slide. She in front, but she used to be my side. Be my side. We take selfies now. Nah, used to in her life. In her life. But for the fame, plan B was robbing banks. Robbing banks. Be a married man right now. I just can't. I just can't. Out of love they gave me, knew that it was fake. It was fake. Mama loved me so much, either way I'm straight. Way I'm straight. I done seen so many handshakes turn to hate. Turn to hate. Seen so many BF turn SNAK. Turn to snake. Death before the sun tatted on my face. On my face. Way I run that checkup should have been with Chase. Been with Chase. At the bottom, the trenches, the gutter, so I had to go a little harder. Straight up. Lights was out, the gas was out, so we had to boil up the water. Straight up. Been through some things. But I couldn't imagine my kids stuck at the border. Straight up. Flint still need water. Straight niggas up. Was innocent, couldn't get lawyers. Oh God. How much money you got? A lot. How many problems you got? A lot. How many people done doubted you? A lot. Left you out to rot? A lot. How many pray that you flaw? A lot. How many lawyers you got? A lot. How many times you got shot? A lot. How many niggas you shot? A lot. How many times did you ride? A lot. How many niggas done died? A lot. How many times did you cheat? A lot. How many times did you lie? A lot. How many times did she leave? A lot. How many times did she cry? A lot. How many chances she done gave you? Fuck around with these thighs.
Dunsies, thank you so much for listening. Another purge, another 4th of July. Hope you guys are having a great weekend. If you're outside of the United States, let freedom ring. That's a real thing. And if you're inside the United States, stay safe out there. These are crazy times right now. So be careful. Stay safe. Buy Bitcoin. And let's, you know what? Let's just save the entire fucking world while we do it. See y'all next time.
This is the end of the show. With Car Gonzalez. Remember, Thriller Podcast is not financial advice. Everything Car said likely won't come true. It is up to you. Now go do your own research. Listen to other dudes that start their name with crypto and not Car. And remember, buy Bitcoin and save the world. One Satoshi at a time.